Morning, everyone. God bless you. Hope you're having a good day. Today I'm going to be talking about fishermen called as disciples. And we're going to be reading the Bible, the book of Matthew, chapter 4, verse 18 to 20. And the Bible said, "And Jesus walking by the sea of Galilee, so two brothers, Simon, called Peter, and Andrew, his brother, casting a net into the sea, for they were fishermen. Then he said to them, 'Follow me, and I will make you fishers of men.' They immediately left their nets and followed him." Something we need to see is like all the disciples that Jesus called, most of those people, they have their own responsibilities. They have their own, you know, families. So they, when Jesus called them to follow him, all those people, I mean, most of those people, they follow him with no answer, with no questions. But the first disciple Jesus called, they were fishermen. And we see like how these guys, they were people with not too much knowledge. They were people like, they were not really, they were not educated. Their profession was like they were fishermen. And we see like at this time, most of us, we think like to be able to be working on the kingdom of God, we gotta be like a professional people who knows the Bible, who like had like a diploma, who got a master degree in theology, things like that, like people who got like a lot of experience. That's the way we think like a disciple is supposed to be. And we see someone who trying to live, you know, to stand up and like start like getting involved, you know, in the kingdom of God, and getting involved in like the ministry. And we put like a lot of rules. And with these people, like doesn't have all those characteristics that we think a minister is supposed to have, and we immediately we say like it's not ready for the ministry. But Jesus chose something different. He saw, the Bible said like he saw like two guys. They were like casting the nets into the sea. And that means like these people, they were working. These people, they got responsibilities. These people, like they got family to take care of. And they got a lot of things to do. And they used myself, like when Jesus taught them like to follow him, they used myself, no. I have a life. I got things to do. I got family to take care of. I cannot follow you because I have a business. You know, my business is like to be a fisherman. My business is like to go to the sea and bring whatever I get from the sea, like a seller, to my the support of my family. They might have a lot of excuses to say, "Jesus, no, I can't follow you." And but they didn't. They said, like the Bible said, like immediately they left their nets and followed him. And they were not thinking about what they want to be left behind. They were not worried about like how everything gonna start getting paid, or they were not thinking like okay, this everything I have, and what you gonna give me back. And we are like that, like as a Christians, when we got close to God, when we get to God, most of the time like we start asking God like why you're gonna give me if I left everything behind. What gonna give me, what kind of blessing are you gonna give me if I let everything behind? And we are like that. We cannot go forward. We cannot follow God we are asking something back. Because as a human, always we cannot like left behind something, or we cannot lose something if we wanna get something better than I left behind. And that's a really wrong attitude, you know, if we call or we wanna be like a followers of Jesus. As a follower of Jesus, we need to know a few things. One, it doesn't matter like how much knowledge we have. It doesn't matter like how many diplomas, how many degrees in theology we have. It doesn't matter like how much Bible we know, how we can interpret the Bible, you know, how easy we can speak out in front of people. That's not important for God. The more important for God is like you really are able to leave everything behind and follow Him. You are really, you know, open to say like, I will follow you. Doesn't matter, you're like, you don't tell me what you're going to give me. Doesn't matter, you don't tell me like, what you're going to do with me. I will follow you because I know exactly that close to you, my life is going to be different. My life is going to change. Then I don't have to worry about like everything else. The only thing I have to worry about learn everything from you and be a disciple. Because a lot of people, they can follow Jesus. A lot of people, they can follow God. But disciples, they're the only one who do whatever God tells them to do. They do exactly what God's telling them to do. And be disciples, someone who's learning, you know, something specific from the person who's teaching them. And don't think about like, I'm not ready to serve God. I'm not ready because I'm not good enough to serve God. I'm not good enough, you know, to preach in front of people. I'm not good enough to talk about God in front of people, because you don't need a master's degree to be a disciple of Jesus Christ. What you only need is like be able to leave your past, to let pass behind and go to a new level, to go to a new relationship with God, to not go like a different way. Like the religion, the doctrine have been teaching us. Because God don't select like people who's ready, who's prepared. He prepared His people to send them out. Because Jesus Christ stayed with the disciple for 3 years, teaching them everything what they need to know, teaching them everything what they're supposed to do. They teaching the attitude they need to have to be able to be, you know, have an exit on the call. God called us not because they were like good people. He called us because He saw something good in us. He saw something like maybe some other people around you doesn't see. You see people like who haven't they even finished the high school. They didn't even finish the only grade they get was like a second grade, third grade, and that's it. And God lift people like that and made like extraordinary things. But because there are people who know exactly that everything they can do, that's not because they knowledge, that's not because, you know, the situation they are, that because God is so powerful to make extraordinary things in them. So that's the attitude we need to have. Like, it doesn't matter how ready I am, who's do the job, who does everything, is God. Because He's the one who's called us. He's the one who prepared us to be ready for the ministry. He's the one who prepared us with experience to be able to testimony to other people like how powerful our God is. He's the one who teach us the way we need to act outside the church. Because inside the church, most of us that are very religious, there are people who think they're the best of the best, but it's not. We gotta think, because when you think like you are the best of the best, you don't only need to say it, you need to show it. And if you're trying to show the people you are the best, then you are not really a good disciple from God. Because when you are a good disciple, you need to show the teach of the person who's teaching you, who's preparing you. And you think you are the best, you are not really a good disciple. Because good disciple is that one who knows exactly that who do everything is God, not us. God can ask, use us for like a lot of miracles, but who do the miracles is Him, not us. And He is the one who select like a people to other people that are not good enough. But He select these people, He called these people to make extraordinary things with them. So I don't know what your situation is. I don't know how you feel. You might say like, you know what? I was called to be a leader. I was called to be a ministry. I was called to start teaching, start like preaching. But you might say like, I'm not enough. I'm not good enough to do it because I don't know enough Bible. I don't know enough like theology. Doesn't matter. If you are really interested in have God prepare you, have God do a lot of things, extraordinary things on you, just follow Him. Just go behind Him and be really close to Him. And we tell you exactly what to do. You won't make mistakes because He's gonna be with you, teaching you the right thing. So meditate in this chapter. The Bible said like when He called the disciples, He said like I will make you fishers of men. You won't be like a fisher of fish, will be a fisher of men, because you wanna start getting people to the kingdom. And that's what we are called for, to be fishers of men. Not to be people who are trying to exhibit themselves. No, we are workers of the kingdom. We are disciples of Jesus Christ. And we have a responsibility to preach the word of God, to preach the gospel. Not the way like the religion wants us, the way God wants us to do. So, hope this video has been blessed to you. And I ask to share this video and like see you tomorrow with a new live streaming. And God bless you. Enjoy the rest of the day. And see you tomorrow.